Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your boy K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love, and you're listening to I Am Indie. We want to start it off with old big boy, Praise Bastard G, giving it up to, you know, the man upstairs, because, you know, without him, you know, we wouldn't be able to do none of the stuff that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We got people running around here celebrating Groundhog Day, which was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. I still don't know what a groundhog is. Somebody let me know, you know. You know, let me know what a groundhog is. But anyway, we got a great show lined up for you today. We got one of the, I guess, former members of this great, magnificent, mighty group, Mighty Del Phonics. I know y'all remember who they are or who they are and who they are. Anyway, we're going to have Mr. Greg Hill join us momentarily. So sit back and let us do what we do, and we'll be with you shortly with Mr. Greg Hill, the Mighty Del Phonics, with all the upcoming stuff, the new stuff that's been going on with the Del Phonics with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with you.
You know I smoke a di ganja all
till the very end.
It happens.
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. Everything's cool.
Well, that's truly a blessing, man, because so many of us are leaving here too soon. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, just too soon. Well, man, I know about you, man. Tell our listeners a little bit of something about Greg Hill, man. Your musical history. I know you've been in this business for quite a long time, man. So what got you interested in this business? What got you started? What made you decide you wanted to be a singer, a musician?
Well, I've always been into music from a young age. You know, my mother kind of like made me go to music school. It wasn't even like I had a choice. So, you know, from an early age, I was always interested in music. It was a natural thing. And I am, by trade, I'm a bass player. I used to play bass for a lot of local acts, and I played bass for a short time for New Edition for a while and worked with that organization for a while. So I got a lot of experience with a few different artists. But I'm also a music producer, and I met one of the original guys from the Delphonics. And we hit it off, and next thing I know, I was the second tenor with the group. And so that's how that went. I was performing and touring for about 15 years, and then I decided to, do my own thing. You know, in a nutshell, that's the short story of it.
And that's crazy, man, because, you know, you were saying that you took your music class and really didn't have no choice. And I remember how that was, at least when I was going to school. We had a lot of music classes in schools, and, you know, we had to sing in choir and do all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, a lot of young adults didn't have the same benefit if you didn't come from, you know, somewhat of an affluent family. You really didn't get, you know, music classes or music lessons, you know, unless you got it another way.
Yeah, it was, I went to a place called the Harlem Schools of the Arts down there, 145th Street. I don't know if you're familiar with Harlem. But I had to take classes Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturday all day long. And so I basically took lessons in every instrument from the violin to the flute, you know, piano, guitar, you know. So I got a wide range of those classes, it wasn't that expensive back then. It wasn't that expensive back then, but it is now.
Yes. Yes, no. It's just a totally different thing now. And I guess the generation,
yes.
I guess the generation thing is different too, because I feel like we had more musicians then, and I see, well, there's a lot of musicians, but I think more people are more computer literate today than, you know, just playing instruments.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, we hear it in every day. We hear it in the marketplace every day with a lot of music we hear on the radio now. You know, they can sample everything. They got software for everything. But, you know, like how we used to record, you know, we used to take the whole rhythm section in the studio.
Well, that's right. That's what it was. It's a different story today. You get one kid that can play them keys the right way. And that's your whole rhythm section.
Well, let me ask you this, Greg. How do you feel about, you know, the soul artists or the R&B artists today? I mean, do you think they have the same passion, you know, that you did coming up with the group?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They have the same passion, but basically the music today. Well, there's some new stuff coming out now that's kind of like, you know, different, you know, people taking a different turn from the normal stuff. But basically a lot of the music out here today is basically the same thing over again, just, you know, recycled in a different way, you know,
right.
Because these songs from the 70s and stuff like that, that's like, you know, it's timeless music. Timeless music. I mean, artists today, they come out with some of them do two or three albums a year because the music is not what it used to be. It's like kind of, you know, it's no real substance to it. It's in one ear, out the other. It lasts for a couple of months, then they back in the studio working on something because it's not timeless. The music is not timeless like it used to be.
I totally concur because I come from the same thing. You know, I was a member of New Birth for a while, and I toured with that whole situation. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, just the whole thing. You know, the horny horns and you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know,
oh yeah.
You know, the larger groups. You know, that were basically self-contained. You know what I mean? That just did everything.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and. You just don't see a lot of that now, especially, you know, hip hop rap. You don't really see that a lot. You know, that's one thing I kind of take my hat off to, you know, young guy, you know, Kendrick Lamar, you know, because I've seen him, you know, go out with rhythm sections, you know, and do his thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, the guy appreciates music.
Yeah. It's one thing to go out with machines backing you up and whatnot, where everything is already synchronized. And it's another thing to go out with pure musicians that know how to play the music and bring it alive. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole different situation. And that's the real stuff right there. A lot of these guys don't know about that. They think they know, but they don't know.
No, they haven't been out there on the stage and doing a track date and the power go dead.
mm-hmm.
And the power go dead. It's just, oops. You know what I mean? What can I do now?
Yep, and I mean, that has happened before. And again, it comes down to a thing where your professionalism has to kick in. There's been times when we was doing actually track shows and there was problems with the system, and we had to basically do the shows a cappella. You know what I'm saying? And that shows, you know, what you're worth also. By these artists, the something go wrong, the show is, you know, delayed or canceled. They can't do it. You know,
that's when you really separate the men from the boys, ain't it?
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Okay, here's a milk crate. Get up there. Let me see what you can do. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, That's so crazy. Greg, I got some of your stuff queued up here, man. I'm going to go ahead and send something out there to our listeners. Let them put their ears on this one by the Delphonics, and we'll be right back with you.
Cool.
Hey, y'all, let me see if y'all know this joint right here. Put your ears on this by the mighty Delphonics.
We thank you.
Your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we just don't have vocals like that no more, man.
No. You know, everything was no real, You know, nothing on the voice, just natural, just this little touch of reverb. And, you know.
We say, cut your reverb. I remember when we had those in the car, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to date us. But listen, the switchboard is lit up. You know, press number one on your phone if you guys would like to join into the conversation. You know, if you want to speak to Mr. Hill, or if you got a request or you want to say something about something, don't be scared. Just press number one on your phone. I'm sure he'll holler at you.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what do you guys lined up, man? I know the review is touring the country, you know, domestic and abroad. I mean, what you guys got lined up?
Well, our next date basically will be out in, not this Saturday. What is that? Valentine's Day. We'll be in Somerset, New Jersey. It's a nice show out there. Surface. Fonda Ray. You remember Fonda Ray, Over Like a Fat Rat?
Oh, okay. Haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. Allison Williams. Quite a few artists on that show. We'll be headlining that one out in Jersey on February 14th, Valentine's Day. And then from there, I think we'll be heading out to the West Coast for a minute. You know, dates are coming in now. You know, everybody's past the holiday now, so everybody's locking in the dates now and getting their schedules, you know, tightened up for these, you know, summer festivals and all that. You know.
Right. Yeah, a lot of stuff is starting to happen, and even the film industry getting ready to start kicking back up and stuff is going on. Tell me, Greg, I mean, you got any other groups that you yourself are producing that you're working with?
Well, right now I have a couple of artists that I'm dealing with, but it's you know, I'm trying to. I have a production company. It's called Soul One Entertainment, and this year I plan to, you know, release a new artist or whatever. I'm trying to, you know, put some new stuff out there, but it's just like anything else. It's kind of like a hit and miss thing because a lot of these artists today, they think that, you know, once you record a single that you should be sitting in the Grammys next week. You know what I'm saying? So it's a struggle. I had a couple of artists on the last couple of years that I was dealing with that we had some really nice material trying to make some moves, but you know, some people show their true colors too early. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, they don't know this is a business. This is the music business. It's not the music play. And,
exactly.
Like you said, they get into the game and think it's all funny games. And I don't know. You know, I look at a lot of these videos, man, and sometimes I wonder, did they really help the industry or did they hurt the industry? Because, like you said, you got a lot of artists that look at these videos and think they're supposed to come out, you know, in a Bentley, you know, jumping out of helicopters, you know what I'm saying, draped in jewelry and stuff, you know, and, you know, they don't have no foundation. None of the stuff is true, and even if they're fortunate enough to get somebody to invest in them, they blow the money before they even make any money. So when the money comes back and the people that put up the money take the money, then they're looking at them crazy like, I didn't get no money, and you stealing from me. But I'm like, how are they stealing from you? They just took back what they put up front.
Exactly, and they don't realize it. They don't understand. They too busy, you know, worrying about the bling and you know, hanging out and all that kind of thing, and which is all right. That's what you want to do. That's your thing. But a lot of these guys, like a lot of these, you know, classic soul artists, that's what happened. They did not see the future. All they seen was what was in front of them, which was some really great records, and they thought that it was going to last forever. The records are lasting forever, but a lot of them are not, you know, they didn't prepare. They didn't hold none of that money. They didn't save that money. They didn't reinvest in their self. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of these guys just, you know, spend, and after a while, that big show money stopped coming in because those records are not hits anymore. They still hit their classics, but people are not paying what they used to pay. So, but the bills keep coming in.
But Greg, I like to say a lot of times they were better artists than they were businessmen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because nobody taught them anything. They were, yeah. A lot of them, to be real honest, was uneducated, totally uneducated. And
right.
There was nobody to show them, you know, to show them the way and show them what was real about this business. You know,
I just thought about something which was kind of funny, and it's almost just the opposite today. You have a lot of guys that's business savvy, internet savvy, but the artistry is lacking. You know what I mean?
Oh, listen. there's people come to me sometime and ask me about, well, what do you think, you know, I should be doing and things to take. A lot of these artists today, it's the simplest things are the most important things. One thing I tell people when people tell me, well, what advice do you have for these up-and-coming musicians and singers? The first thing, learn how to keep your phone on. People change their phone numbers like they change their drawers these days. And the bottom line is communication. If you meet somebody 6 months down the line, they ask you for your number. Now, if you're going to change your number 3 or 4 times and all of a sudden they get something for you, how can they find you? You understand what I'm saying? It's hard. A lot of these people, you know, rely on the internet, which is good, but at the same time, just a number to contact you and keeping your number on, keeping one number. So all of those people you meet for years and years back can get in touch with you.
Right.
You know, a lot of people wonder why we work so much. We work because my phone number has never changed for years. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what it's all about, planting those seeds. You got to plant those seeds. You know, everybody's not ready to book you tomorrow. Some people are planning things in the future. We have dates booked all the way back to 2017 because, you know, just keeping an open relationship with people.
Right.
But a lot of these young artists don't understand that.
Yeah, well, I want to touch on that subject, too, real quick, Greg, and then we got a call, and I'm going to let them hit you in a second. But I want to touch on that, too, because I get hit with this all the time. Hey, man, can you get me a gig, man? Can you book me somewhere? Can you give me some work? And I'm like, well, dude, first of all, who's going to book you? I mean, you haven't done anything to even establish a brand. You know, they don't want to go out and promote themselves. They don't want to do no promotional dates whatsoever. They just want to come out of the box getting paid. And I'm like, well, who are you going to pay to go see that you don't know? You know, I always reverse that question. Like, who are you going to pay to go see that you don't know? Well, nobody. Okay, well, flip that. Nobody's going to pay to come see you that don't know you. So can we at least establish a brand? Can we at least build a foundation? Can we at least do some work? Can we at least try to get you known, create your market share? Then somebody will pay to come see you. Okay? Then you got something to go with. But you don't want to do nothing. Well, man, I don't want to go do that gig, man, because they ain't giving me nothing. Well, how about you need them more than they need you? They don't get that. Let me see. We got a caller here. Let me see who they be. 352, you on?
Greetings. This is Miss Honey. Hi, Lamont. How are you? I'm from Soul One Entertainment. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
How are you? Great show. I'm loving the platform. I just need to add my 2 cents and say that if you want to book Greg Hill in the Delphonics Review, you can call Mr. Greg Hill himself at area code 201-737-0650 or Soul One Entertainment at 559-997-6851. Or you can hit me up, Miss Honey, 352-454-0441 or JMAC at area code 201-310-2972. You know, I like my little day job. I have to plug that in, Lamont.
Oh, no problem. We welcome all shameless plugs on this show.
That's good.
Not a problem, Miss Honey. Not a problem. Hey, with that, Miss Honey, we're going to go into another Delphonics jam right now. This is one of my all-time favorites, too. So, hey, y'all, put your ears on this one, because ready or not, I'm coming.
Here I come.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That was when real music is real music. It's still real music, though, man. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what we got? We got your shows coming up. Any new music coming up?
Well, currently in the studio working on some stuff, and you know, it's coming along, just trying to find the right combination of the production and whatnot. I got a couple of people I'm working with, some up and coming producers, and we'll see what happens. I hate to you know, count my chickens before they hatch.
Right. You know. Okay. And that makes sense, man. That definitely makes sense. That definitely makes sense. We got another song here queued up for you. What is this? Here for You. Was that something with Rick Ross?
Oh yeah, that's something that this was in, when was this? 2004, I think it was. I forgot the year, but we was signed to this label in Philadelphia, and the guy was like, we want y'all to do this track with a guy named Rick Ross. I was like, Rick Ross? Who's Rick Ross? This is right before he blew up. And this is another one of those business decisions that I just don't understand. I mean, now, we all know who Rick Ross is, right?
Right.
But for some reason, I don't know who dropped the ball, but they didn't promote this record. They just didn't promote it. They didn't put it out there. And I guess nobody put no money into it like they should have. And it just kind of slid right down the pipe and never really got the exposure that it should have gotten. But yeah, it's a record called Here For You. It was Will Hart, myself, and a guy named Joe Branch. We did the vocals on it. And Rick Ross, you know, did his thing.
Right. All right, listeners, hey, y'all do what we say do. Let the windows down, turn the air conditioner up, and put your ear on this. This is Greg Hill and Diphonics and Rick Ross and Here For You and Mr. Hart coming at you.
I ain't gonna lie no more. I'm gonna be honest. This one time, come here, pretty girl. Church.
Don't have to say goodbye.
I apologize for the person I am and the ways I'm setting. Around you, so I hit it and I kill it quick. I respect you as a blessing, an investment. I thank you for every turkey bacon breakfast early in the morning. While I'm yawning, you roll over on daddy, climb on it. Grab a fresh fruit, stab in your leg scoop. If you slip and fall, I'll be there for your rescue. I really need you to see the world. Trips to Geneva, girl, right, and that's my reefer twirl. Streets got it in the soda, beef won't stop. It takes you to place me on top. Gaze through the windshield. Baby girl, I been real. Tell me how the temp feel when a real pimp near. But I'm a friend too. Show you what we been do. Walk to the shark ball. Keep it real simple. Coming home to all this newfound sunshine. I ain't get a letter from my homies one time, but she was there for the ain't miss one time. I got plans for her, put a rock on her hands for her. I'ma be there every chance for her. I plan a Bella home with a pillow dome. Two Dobermans, get throwing the picture phone. I was raised to eat, you had to get your own. Don't front, had to get your own. But you was willing to do anything to get your own. Traffic in the cabinet, even get the kitchen going. Other than the scared, you the one they snitching on. Hope the people fingerprint you scared when they kick it open. I got another plan, brother, take your woman hand. Take it to the motherland, I need another rubber band.
All of my life, wanna be with you.
We finna escape the ghetto, we finna escape the poverty.
I am here
so my mama
for
right
you.
Here. And I'm taking my family and my niggas with me, baby. And I want you to be here with me, you know what I'm saying? South in the future, in the voucher, do you for an ounce? I move, niggas out. 760 LI, live on the E-way. She keep it live, she don't vibe with the he said. She don't sniff draws, call your in-laws. Her main complaint is, damn, why 10 cars? I try to make her proud, being that I come from nothing. She know deep inside, I'm really shy when in public. You change your subject, think I need another budget. Riding in the bed, driving like I'm in the bucket. She love my wild side, she know I'm about mine. How we lay on the beach, outside. Apple martini bikini, ain't wrapped up in TV. Give me that when you see me, raw, this for proceeds. We flow Midwest to East Coast, just for the ski slopes. Maybe we should eat low, what you say, huh? That's on my menu, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna do like a motherfucker. I ain't gonna slide y'all, baby. I ain't gonna miss you. When you see the 6 ton in this room, I ain't gonna let your lights go off and not come through for you. That's what them doing. I ain't hating, you know what I'm saying? Cause I was wanting to listen before. But I done playing with feet, baby. It's respect, man.
It's your host, K-Dizzle, the Licks of Love, and I'm chatting it up with my man, Greg Hill of the Mighty Delphonics, man. That joint was hot, man. I don't know how they let that slip through the crack.
I don't either, but, you know, like I said, today's people in the music industry, they don't know, you know. I don't know. Somebody dropped the ball.
How about this, Mr. Hill? You know, I find that a lot of execs now, you know, they really don't come through the trenches. You know, they really not working their way up through the ranks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're grandfathered in, so they really don't have the history of the musical background, and that's why a lot of that shit happened. You know, we used to have A&R departments. I mean, true A&R departments.
Yeah.
We used to have artist development, because I hear a lot of people that do interviews, and I see a lot of artists on TV doing dumb shit, where if they had artist development, they wouldn't do none of that stuff that they're doing. So that's really, I see that's the problem, man. These cats really don't have no ear for the music, because they don't come from music. You know what I mean?
That's right.
They don't really come from that. So, you know, they don't really know that. They looking at graphs and, you know, charts, you know, and they a lot of times looking at the bottom line, but they not creative people. So I could truly understand why they let stuff happen, because it happens over and over again.
That's right.
And then when they pick some whack music, then they got to spend $1 million, you know, till you humming it in your sleep, because they done played it on everything 500 million times. So now it's almost
mm-hmm.
like they chasing the rabbit's tail now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because they didn't
exactly.
have nothing solid. They didn't have nothing solid to begin with.
That's right. That's right. It's a new day.
Yeah. So now we understand when they say, yeah, well, we're going to make a hit. Now we truly understand what that means. You not making a hit, meaning creative, quality, solid music. You making a hit by buying the hit. You playing the music game now, you know what I mean? You put money in all the right necessary places to sell units.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes, sir. Well, man, we know you're a busy man, and we certainly want to take the time and thank you twice, thank you three times for coming through and chatting with us and, you know, letting us know and our listeners know what you got going on. And definitely, man, when you come out here on the West Coast, definitely come through, holler at us, man. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, I wanted to say also, I'm going to have my people contact your people, because we have a celebrity cooking show that's in production. You know, we have probably a lot of your friends that's already signed up to do the show. You know, just name a few. We have, you know, Lenny Williams, Cuba Gooding Sr., Millie Jackson is already confirmed to do the show. So,
yeah.
You know, like to have you come through, man. I know you could cook something, you know. You can boil some hot dogs or mac and cheese. I know you could cook something.
Listen, I was getting ready to say, I make a hellified pot of Franks and beans, barbecued Frank and beans. That's about
Hey, but listen, I'm sure you got fans all over the country who would like to even see you do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. My kids would like to see me do that, too. They love it. Yeah.
Hey, well, definitely, man. But look, you brush up on your barbecue, pork and beans and hot dogs, man. And, we definitely going to have
okay.
our folks get at you about that, man, and come through. But, yeah, definitely, man, you come through the West Coast, man, come through, holler at us, man. And we're definitely going to continue to play your music, man, and continue to support you.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we definitely thank you. And let your listeners know, too, you know, the ones that missed today's show, it will be in archives and it will be available all over the world, you know, through iTunes Podcast and all our little social networks, you know, and our few hundred thousand million listeners, however many we got, the show will be available for all of them to hear it, too. So the ones that don't hear it today can hear it tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day, as long as they hear it one day. That's all we care about.
Absolutely.
Right. Thanks again, my brother, and you continue to have a blessed day on this hump day.
Thank you. You too, man.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Take it easy.
All right. Mr. Greg Hill, y'all, the mighty, mighty, mighty Dell Phonics. And if you don't know who he is, you better ask somebody. If you can't ask somebody, ask me, and then I'll ask somebody to tell you to ask somebody. You know what I'm saying? All righty then. Hump day, hump day, hump day, hump day. Boy, let's see. What we going to do for the rest of? I like this one right here. I'm going to take y'all back. See if y'all remember this joint right here.
Sweetie Love. This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Angie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Your eyes, your times I used to kiss your mouth, your eyes, your face, your touch. But who am I?
Y'all know y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all know that's some smooth stuff. Yeah. Anyway, y'all go check out the good people over there at Culture Pearls Entertainment, one of our sponsors. World Movement Records, one of our sponsors. New South, one of our sponsors. Go check them out. See what we got going on. And again, Hump Day. I'm still trying to get past this Groundhog Day thing. But anyway, we did have a wonderful, great show today with our guest, Mr. Greg Hill. And I guess y'all know who they are. You know, I grew up listening to the Delphonics, still listening to the Delphonics. And some of y'all are probably on this planet because of the Delphonics. So if you don't know who they are, go do your research. And definitely we want to say thank you for taking time out to come join us today. And we're going to take y'all home with something like this with another very great friend of ours, Miss Maria Antoinette, and we're going to call this joint. As a matter of fact, she called this joint Fly Away. So that's what we're getting ready to do. See y'all next week, same time, you know, right here on I Am Indie with your boy K-Dizzle, the Elixir of Love. World Movement, baby.